Most people are addicted to worry, control, overmanagement, and lack of faith. On a daily basis, resist the temptation to follow these tendencies. Don't listen to the voice that says you have to be in charge, that things aren't going to work out, that constant vigilance is the only way to get anything done. This voice is right because you listen to it too much. It won't be right if you let spirit try a new way. Be willing to experiment. Your intention is the most powerful tool at your disposal. Intend that everything will work out as it should. Then let go and see if clues come your way. Let opportunities and openings come your way. Your deepest intelligence knows much more about what is good for you than you do. See if its voice is speaking to you. Maybe the outcome you are trying to force so hard isn't ultimately as good for you as the outcome that naturally comes your way. If you could give 1% of your life over to God every day, you would be the most enlightened person in the world in 3 months. Keep that in mind and surrender something, anything, on a daily basis. 10. Embrace the unknown. You are not who you think you are. Since birth, your identity has depended on very limited experience. Over the years, you form likes and dislikes. You learn to accept certain limits. A hoard of objects acquired over time serves to prop up a fragile sense of fulfillment. None of this is the real you. Yet no one can instantly substitute the real for the false. It takes a process of discovery. Because it is painful to strip away so many layers of illusion, you have to let the unwinding of the soul take place according to its own rhythm and timing. Your overall attitude should be that the unknown is awaiting you, an unknown that has nothing to do with the I you already know. Some people reach the edge of illusion only at the moment of death, and then with a long look backward, one lifetime seems incredibly short and transient. Around 1890, a Blackfoot Indian chief was dying. His name was Isapwo Musika Crowfoot, and he whispered these words into the ear of a missionary father. "What is life? It is the flash of a firefly in the night. It is the breath of a buffalo in the winter time. It is the little shadow that runs across the grass and loses itself in the sunset." The part of us that we already know is the part of us that flickers out all too fast. Far better to seize this time and become timeless. When you feel a new impulse, an uplifting thought, an insight that you have never acted upon before, embrace the unknown. Cherish it as tenderly as a newborn baby. The unknown is the only thing that truly cares about the fate of your soul. Therefore, it would be good to revere it as much as you revere holiness. God lives in the unknown, and when you can embrace it fully, you will be home free.
Among the many other titles by Deepak Chopra available on audio from Random House are Everyday Immortality, The Seven Spiritual Laws for Parents, The Path to Love, Ageless Body, Timeless Mind, Creating Health, and The Way of the Wizard, all read by the author. This has been a Random House audiobooks presentation. Production copyright 2000, Random House, Inc. All rights reserved.